In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, about 700 years before Christmas Day, the Israelites had been divided and weakened and were gradually defeated by contemporary world powers. The prophet Isaiah was called and assigned to deliver to them messages of rebuke and judgment for their sins of disloyalty to God and moral and social corruption. Their sins reflected deliberate violations of the two tablets of the law, which Jesus summarized. On the one hand, instead of fidelity and full loving loyalty to their God and Savior, they betrayed Him by introducing pagan beliefs and practices. On the other hand, instead of reflecting the Lord's goodness and mercy and self-giving love in their relationship with one another and with others, they lived immoral lives and practiced selfishness, greed, and injustice towards one another and towards others. Isaiah's prophetic book begins in the first chapter by speaking of the nation as stubbornly rebellious and sinful. Its people, the Israelites, are described as a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged. Isaiah's description is devastating. It covers very sad news in every area of the lives of the Israelites. Corruption includes the religious, spiritual, social, and legal spheres. It says, "From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it. But bruises and sores and raw wounds, they are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil." Speaking of the corruption of Jerusalem itself, Isaiah says, "How the faithful city has become a whore, she who was full of justice, righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers." Brothers and sisters, the gloomy picture did not represent Isaiah's ultimate message. Through this faithful prophet, the Lord offers a promise of future deliverance and hope. This is still transmitted to and through the Israelites, but it's meant not only for them, but for the blessing of all nations. It is very important to keep in mind that in Isaiah, the devastating, sad message, which brought about severe judgment, is followed by a promise of direct divine intervention. This leads to the fulfillment of God's call and promise to Abraham of an offspring who would bring about blessing to all families of the earth. And it takes place through the Messiah, whose coming and work represent the center of the entirety of Isaiah's prophecy. In the 40th chapter, we have one of Isaiah's important messages about God's good news for His people. We read the first 5 verses. "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." A voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Brothers and sisters, what a change of content and tone in a divine decree. Harsh condemnation and judgment become a command for the provision of comfort. The tone becomes tender, announcing double forgiveness and revealing the Lord's glory. The message is that the Lord's judgment was bearing fruit among his people. Change has taken place as a result of divine punishment. Now divine preparation is underway for the substance of divine deliverance and comfort to be realized. What Isaiah speaks of as warfare refers to the hardships that were caused by rebellion and sin against God and the violation of his revealed will in the Ten Commandments. Now, the Lord said that it is time for him to reveal his own glory not only to the Israelites, but to all people, for all flesh shall see it together. Brothers and sisters, a divine process of restoration is shaping up to provide for rich forgiveness and comfort. Let us notice the powerful metaphorical language used to describe the divine preparation for the revelation of his glory on earth. The world is described as wilderness. The immense impact of rebellion and sin has twisted the human existence. The devil himself viciously tried to build roadblocks. He desperately attempted to thwart the Lord's gracious saving plan. He worked through human agents of divisiveness and deception. He plays on the human ungodly selfishness and greed to corrupt all people. That always leads to conflicts and wars among our fallen humanity. Whenever he can, he sows division and conflict, even among those who profess his name. Our sovereign triune God, however, has a saving plan for humanity, and no one can block it. He rules and overrules and directs all things for the ultimate good of his redeemed people. For the fulfillment of his saving intervention in human history, every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The even ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. This, of course, refers to the fact that there was preparation in history for the coming of the divine Messiah. All diabolical activities aimed at blocking the divine saving initiative are turned to the service of the coming of the one who provides full redemption, a complete remission of sins for God's people. The Lord himself, in his glory and majesty, designed the plan for his own coming in gentleness and humility, but in sovereign power and wisdom. The promised seed of woman comes, a new Adam coming through the true Abrahamic line of faith enters in, and all things serve and prepare for his coming. Here is a divine comfort of sins forgiven. Here came the blessed second person of the Holy Trinity, came in the flesh. He joined our humanity in full human nature. This is God's saving revelation of himself, and the glory of the Lord has been revealed. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.